Treasure Island Oldies.
And now, this week's rock and roll news from Treasure Island Oldies. Dick Clark retired as host of American Bandstand this week in 1989. In 1961, the Beatles made their first appearance at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Legendary DJ Alan Freed hosted his very first Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland, Ohio in 1952. In 1969, this week, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their Bed-In for Peace in Amsterdam. The British Broadcasting Corporation aired the Beatles parody, The Ruttles, All You Need Is Cash, this week in 1978. In 67, Elvis Presley's Easy Come, Easy Go movie opened up. Bob Dylan's first electric album, Bring It All Back Home, released this week, 1965. John Lennon's book, In His Own Right, was published in 1964. In 1955, the movie Blackboard Jungle was released, and it launched the song that changed rock and roll music for sure. It included Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. Bobby Darin's album That's All was released in 1959, and it included Mack the Knife and Beyond the Sea. Future Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger and Keith Richards made their professional stage debut with the group called Little Boy Blue and the Blue Boys at a club in Ealing, England, this week in 1962. In 65, Freddie and the Dreamers' Do the Freddie 45 was released. The photograph for the Butcher cover for the Beatles' American Yesterday and Today album happened this week in 1966. The movie version of Tommy premiered in London in 1975. Jeff Beck joined the Yardbirds as a replacement for Eric Clapton in 1965. Whatever will be, que sera, sera, from the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song this week in 1957. In 1990, Tony Orlando received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Gene Vincent opened for Carl Perkins at a Norfolk, Virginia concert this week in 1956. In 2003, John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool was opened to the public. In 1964, Barbra Streisand opened on Broadway in Funny Girl. In the studio, D. Clark recorded Raindrops in 1961. Elvis Presley recorded Can't Help Falling in Love also in 1961. In 1959, Ray Peterson recorded The Wonder of You. Johnny Cash recorded The Ring of Fire in 63. The Everly Brothers recorded So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad in 1960. Roy Orbison recorded Only the Lonely in 60. Ray Charles cut Georgia on My Mind in 1958. Ricky Nelson recorded his first tunes, I'm Walking in a Teenager's Romance, this week in 1957. In 64, Chuck Berry recorded No Particular Place to Go. D. Clark cut Hey Little Girl in 1958. And the Young Rascals recorded Groovin', this week in 1967. Eddie Money is having a birthday this week. He was born in 1949. Also having birthdays, Solomon Burke, born in 1940. Billy Joe Hunter in 1919. Johann Sebastian Bach, who is the composer of music that was recorded by Procol Harum as Whiter Shade of Pale, A Lover's Concerto by the Toys, and Apollo 100's Joy, born this week in 1685. Jeremy Clyde from Chad and Jeremy is 80. George Benson, 78. Chaka Khan, 68. Billy Stewart, born in 1937. Nick Lowe is 72. Dave Appel from the Applejacks, born in 1922. Nervous Norvis, born in 1912. Sir Elton John is 72 this week. Aretha Franklin, born in 1942. Johnny Burnett, born in 34. Bonnie Guitar, born in 1923. The late songwriter Hoyt Axton, born this week, 1938. Diana Ross is 77. Johnny Crawford, 75. Alan Arkin from the Terriers is 87. Fred Parris from the Five Satins, 85. Vicki Lawrence, 72. Teddy Pendergrass from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, born in 1950. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith turned 72. Rod Lauren, born in 1940. And Sarah Vaughan, born in 1924. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 21st. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.